Welcome to another episode of Cover 3 Athletics Podcast. This is your boy, Brentero, here. And it's been a busy day, to say the least, for myself. School just got done taking picks for Duquesne's men's basketball game. And the day continues for me as I'm blessed to have two Whippeal champs with me for today's podcast, and that is Lissay Lax and Keyshawn McCaskill. Guys, how are you both doing tonight?
Good.
I feel great.
I can see why you both feel great. Just coming off a Whippeal championship win this past Friday against Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, in which we will talk a lot about today. So, but before I get started on the Whippeal championship win for both of you, I ask all my guests how they got into the sport that they play. So, since you're both football players, I gotta ask you guys as well. First of all, just tell me, how did you both get into the game of football in the first place?
Growing up, I always used to watch football. Like, I would watch basketball games, but I always found football the most interesting. So then when I was old enough, I played my first year, and I started on the line. It was crazy. I started on the line, but then I just fell in love with the sport, and that's all I wanted to do.
I first got into the sport when I was, like, 4 years old. I played flag, and I've always been around the game. Like, my dad always taught me how to play football. Like, since I was young, I just always played football. So it's always been, like, a thing for me.
Wow, interesting stories that both of you had on how you got into the game. Let's get to the chase here. Both of you guys are Whippeal champions. As you guys are practicing for the state semifinals, just tell me, how does it feel knowing that you both are Whippeal champions?
It feels great. It feels great that we're still able to practice, still able to play more games with an extended season into state playoffs.
It definitely is a great experience to be able to play, like, in December. Like, December playing football, like, it's amazing. That's pretty much it.
You guys have probably never, well, at the high school level, you guys have probably never played in the month of December, huh?
No.
Never.
So this is probably crazy for you guys. Anyways, let's get into the game right now. Let's get into the game that you just won on Friday. Everyone, I think we can all agree that when you guys beat them 42-7, it's obviously a blowout win. But, however, you guys didn't have the lead for the whole game, as Our Lady of the Sacred Heart was actually up 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. So, guys, just tell me how you guys adjusted, and because all of a sudden the first quarter really couldn't get anything clicking. Defense was still okay, even though you guys gave up 7. Offense wasn't booming until later on in the game. How did you guys change it all around as a team?
When they first scored, we knew it wasn't over. It was just one mistake. He just got open, and that happened in the previous game too against Cornell. The running back leaped into the end zone. So we just stayed collected, stayed as a team, didn't start arguing, and we talked to the coaches, see what we had to change, and we fixed it from there.
Speaking of that, like, we just got on the sideline, just huddled up together, and just, we knew it wasn't over. Like, we worked our ass off to get to the spot, so we knew what it was. So we just kept on playing, and then just got to the position that we hit.
Yeah, that makes sense. They were – Olsh was, like, the number 9 seed going into the 1A tournament. When you guys were down 7-0, was there kind of – you obviously knew the things that they were doing right to begin, that you guys had to make sure that they wouldn't continue to do right. But with the fact that they were, like, a number 9 seed and they had the lead, did that give also a little sense of urgency, too, that you guys can't lose to a number 9 seed, right? So did that give you guys a sense of urgency or not?
We really didn't pay attention to the seed. Our coach always tells us, whoever we play, we're just going to show up and play, and we're going to win. So them being the 9 seed really didn't mean anything to us, whether they were number 1, number 4. We were willing to play whoever. But we knew it did give us a sense of urgency that we couldn't lose that game.
It really didn't. It was just like, it's just another team on the field. We just wanted to go out and get the win.
Okay. Interesting to hear about that. I don't know if you guys have any, if you or guys were friends with anyone from the Ulsh team, but, like, I'm obviously, I'm from around here, and it can be known that Bishop Canavan and Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, they have a little rivalry just based on, like, just the idea that they're both Catholic private schools, though. Going into Friday's game, did you feel more hype just because of the idea that Ulsh is not really that far, and you maybe some of you know some people there as well?
Yeah, I was real pumped up going to this game. Not only the fact that it was at Hines, but the fact that we play against a lot of these kids during like 7-on-7 during the summer. So just playing them on a bigger stage just pumped me up even more.
I knew the quarterback. I mean, I played 7-on-7 with him. So it was a good experience. And the rivalry part had me like a little bit amped up, because it definitely is a little bit between Ulsh and Bishop Canavan. So yeah. It definitely was a good experience.
Yeah, I bet that was a great experience. You guys are juniors, and just the idea, though, of going into Heinz Field, just tell me, there's a difference, I'm not going to lie, I feel like there's a difference between playing the Whippeel Championship at, like, a local high school, like, say, like, Norwin, for example, like the 6A Championship was, and playing at Heinz. Were you guys nervous, excited, and if both of you were nervous, did your nerves, like, lose like once you stepped on the field or once the game got started? Just how'd you guys feel?
When we first came out, I couldn't believe I was there. It was just like it was a great experience, just taking it all in. But after warm-ups, after we did like pat and goes and routes on air, I feel like all the butterflies went away.
I was definitely nervous to play on that field. I was so nervous, like, to walk out on that, like, walk through the tunnels. I was nervous, but then when he first kicked the ball off, this is another game, just got a ball off.
That's interesting. That's good to hear as well, though. I would assume that you guys have been to Steelers games before, assuming that you guys are Steelers fans as well. Yes or no?
I'm definitely a Steelers fan.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a Steelers fan as well. And the only time, I was there filming the championship games too, though. But before I've ever started doing that, the only time I walked on that field was when the first time I was like 8 or 9 years old. It was like a Heinz Field tour. So my question, the reason why I brought that up is my question for you. You guys have been to Heinz, though, but had you ever walked on that field before the championship game or not? I'm just straight up curious.
Never. Never. That was my first time on the field. It was crazy.
So my next question for both of you involving that, as an 8 or 9 year old just on the tour, I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. But then again, I'm just walking. I've never played football. I've never caught a football there in my life, though. But I've walked on that field, and it's cool to walk and take pictures, though. But playing in the actual sport that the Steelers play, that's crazy, though. So tell me, just knowing that you are actually playing football on that field, you might have to repeat your answer, though. But that's okay. When you guys grew up watching these Steelers players playing the game that you love, and then you're doing the same exact thing on the field that feels on, what was that like now?
It was crazy, like, because I play receiver, so watching Steelers receivers run routes and catch touchdowns made me feel like it's a dream I have, like, dream to be in the league. So being on that field just like gave me like a little taste of what that could feel like.
It definitely gave me a taste of what it could feel like, because to know that, like, I've been in the Steelers, like, and seen like them practice, like, at their field. It's crazy, like, that many people, like, in the league that had played on that field, how many GOATs played on that field. It was definitely crazy, and to finally check that off my bucket list, it was definitely a dream come true, for real.
I'm happy to hear that both of you guys had a good experience involving playing at Heinz, and obviously, that's a moment you're never going to forget for the rest of your life. You're going to be telling your children that, your grandchildren that, great grandchildren that. Like, it was definitely special for you guys. I don't know how you're thinking, but I definitely know that it had to be special for both of you. So now let's talk about going into this week. Obviously, Thanksgiving. vacation just ended for you guys earlier this week. When you both arrived at school to begin the week, what was the atmosphere or energy like walking around school, knowing that you guys are champions, a status that you did not have before the start of the school year and the start of the month? So how did that feel, knowing that walking into Bishop Canavan that there's a new status for you guys?
It felt real good. It felt like all eyes were on us for real. It's like just stepping in there with our medals. It was crazy. It was a crazy feeling. But having a successful season like that, I feel like we brought the school closer together, like all sports teams supporting every other sports team. So like football players at volleyball games, I feel like just us having that successful season and us winning the championship brought us closer together as a community for the school.
It was definitely a great atmosphere to walk in on Monday, and I know we was champions. I had people coming up to me saying congratulations, and people I haven't even talked to. So it definitely brought like the school closer together, and it definitely brought like it made you feel like you was at home. I got the school.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear the support that you got from your fellow teachers and fellow classmates. So I got to bring this up as well. With the idea that the boys basketball team recently won a title last year, and the girls volleyball team, as you guys know, every single year, they're just a bunch of studs, though. Just knowing, though, that a lot of people before this year thought of Bishop Canavan as a football school. They thought of them as a boys basketball and definitely a volleyball school. Everyone talking about that, did that make you both feel like there was a chip on your guys' shoulder that you want to achieve like the same success and fame that those teams have had in recent years by chance?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely let us play with a chip on our shoulder because it felt like we were getting left out of all the conversations of WPO champion. So it just feels great to be in that conversation now.
It definitely had a chip on our shoulder, like with everybody having like on their banners, like a whole bunch of titles. It definitely had like a chip on our shoulder knowing that we only won one. Or did we even win one? I'm not even sure, but
yeah, it was great.
We only won one, so to finally get that one on the banner and to finally have everybody notice us is definitely crazy.
First time since 1990. Crazy to think about.
That's crazy.
So you guys made some history too. First WPO championship in the 2000s for you guys, though. So that's something you guys can tell everybody who you ever cross paths in the future. So before this year, as I said, a lot of people didn't give you guys the recognition and credit you deserved. But obviously, that's definitely going to change from here on out. But let's talk about one of the biggest reasons. One of the reasons why I feel like you guys are champions, though. It's because your guys' new head coach that you got in 2020 and head coach Rich Johnson. So just tell me, when he arrived here, how did what type of impact has he had on you? What's he like as a coach, though? Because whatever he did, he's obviously doing well, though. Less than 2 years, made you guys champions. So I just want to know, what's it like playing with him?
Coach Rich is a great person. Like, I just start off by saying that he's a great man. When I first got to Canavan, he welcomed me with open arms. It was crazy. Like, I felt like when I got there, nobody was going to be cool with me. But he made sure everybody knew me, everybody got to know me, and brought us together as a family. And, like, this year, he made us do a lot of things. Like, we went to we had a stay-away camp. We did a lot of 7-on-7 camps. Like we pretty much spent the whole summer together as a team, which really made us bond as brothers and made us a family, which I think really let us win this championship because we weren't just a team, we were a family.
He definitely welcomed me with open arms. He's coming as a transfer from a different school. He definitely welcomed me with open arms. It was like as soon as I touched down on Canavan, you just felt the love from the guy. And he's a great person, like, outside of football, he's just a great person, like, all-around good person. And he made us do certain stuff that my freshman year I didn't have the chance to do, like, go to a camp and bond, like, with your teammates. Like, that's certain stuff that you need to be able to win, like, these type of goals that we want to achieve. So he's definitely a great person, and I appreciate everything he does for us.
Definitely.
That's great to hear. I love the type of family bond and family type of bonding that he's trying to create for you, for both of you. That's awesome to hear. So, obviously, you guys said what you guys did, the 7-on-7s together, spending a lot of time together, though. But I also want to know now, what type of off-season workouts did you guys do this year from years past? Because, obviously, the workouts and preparation for this upcoming season had to be different from years past, though. So, if you guys can just briefly talk about what you guys did.
We during the summer we did a lot of deep ground workouts, but it wasn't just deep ground workouts and go home. After deep ground, we'd go to the weight room, we'd lift, we'd go back to the field and do we'd run plays. So we've been running plays pretty much since early June. So just to get the plays installed to the new freshmen and just new transfers coming in. So we did a lot of stuff during the summer.
We did a whole bunch of stuff during the summer, especially deep brown, early morning deep brown. Sun out is blazing, doing deep brown, and going to lift weights, running, a bunch of conditioning, and definitely getting the plays out earlier, because it definitely did help us with the freshmen and the transfers that came in, so that was definitely a key piece too.
That's awesome to hear. D Brown's different. I keep telling people D Brown's different. Look at the athletes he's trained. These are all they're all champions or winners, Division I recruits, you name it. I'm trying to tell everyone, one of the best trainers, maybe not only in the Western Pennsylvania. I'm trying to make a case for the country. That if I ever had the time or opportunity to back D Brown up, in a court case of why he's the best, I think I would do pretty well, though, especially have guys like you and just a bunch of others back me up. I feel like we would do a good job if it was ever a court case.
Definitely. Anyway, he puts in that work.
Anyway, but for both of you, you guys are juniors. As upperclassmen, what type of leadership do you feel that you guys are trying to provide for this team?
I feel like we have to set that leadership role as juniors, because the freshmen, they do a lot of stupid things just being fresh into high school. So they're still getting a feel for everything. And I feel like we could step up just by telling them things they shouldn't do and showing them the way to do it.
Being a junior and trying to be a leader is definitely an uplifting experience, because you have to learn how to communicate with different people. The freshmen, you got to talk to them different, and then the sophomores, you got to talk to them different. So trying to be a leader on the football team is definitely challenging, but I love trying to help my teammates and trying to make my teammates better. So anything to help us win a game, it's just got good.
I feel that. I really do, Keyshawn. And what's the crazy thing is that you guys are juniors and you're already making an impact on these younger players. That you guys still got another year left. And you guys aren't even done with this season yet. I don't know why I'm looking so far ahead. But, yeah, so it's all I'm saying right now is, though, that your team next year as well, though, going to be just as good. And I can't wait to see what you guys do. But this chapter, once again, still not finished. So I want to talk about both of you individuals, though. You guys know yourselves better than anyone, the way your technique, route running, just the small little things. So just tell me, what would you say you both have gotten better as the season has progressed? And after you answered that, is there anything you guys still feel like you could improve on individually with two wins away from a state title?
This year I feel like I improved on like reading coverages, just to where I could adjust my route. So if I realize the linebackers are dropping and I'm running a slant, I'm not going to fly across the middle to where I could get set up and get hit. So I know where I could stop and sit in the open holes in a zone. And as the season goes on, I feel like I could just get better on perfecting my route running, sharper cuts, crispier routes.
Technique wise, I can improve on getting my hands on at the press. I do that well, but got to move your feet as well when you're pressing. And another thing, that I worked on during the offseason was definitely my confidence. Like, sophomore year, I really didn't have that much confidence from playing football. It was kind of new to me because I was a freshman that year before that. But confidence was a key piece, and definitely working on getting my hands on and just rerouting people.
Interesting. Good to see that you guys are evaluating and analyzing yourselves. I like to hear that. So without giving away any secrets, your team plays Red Bank Valley in the semifinals on Friday. What do you feel like your team has to do to win? Anything different or just play the same old Bishop Canavan football? What do you guys think?
I think we just got to keep playing our game. I don't really think we should change anything. We haven't changed our practice schedule, so I think we'll be fine.
We're definitely going to be fine. I feel like it's just going to be the same thing, just go out there and play Bishop Canavan football. And that's the main thing that Coach Rich wants us to do, to not put too much pressure on ourselves in these situations. So not that – keep the same practice schedule, keep doing what we do, and just play BC football.
Love to hear that. Love to hear that, guys. Keyshawn, correct me if I'm wrong. Your dad, Sean McCaskill?
Yes, sir.
I kind of did know that. I just wanted you to say that. So, obviously, I think he's a big fan of us. I'm a big fan of him. He shows me a bunch of support for what we do, and I support all he's done for the defensive backs around here. So, obviously, I want to ask you, Keyshawn, what's it like having him as a dad? Involving actually being an actual dad. And then also being your coach and trying to improve your technique as a defensive back.
It's very different. Like, you got to realize when he's trying to be your dad and when he's trying to be a coach. Like, because after every game, he treats me like he's a scout. So he'll tell me what I did good and treat me like how I did bad. It's crazy. And when he's at home, he'll do everything, like go over stuff with me, like in huddle. And then when you get on the field, you got to realize that he's a coach. Like, when my dad's on the field, he's definitely a coach. I've had him as a coach since I was, like, young, very young, like 4 years old. So him being as my father, bro, it's just a great experience. Love him.
You have a great dad who's helping you become the best football player that you can be. I knew that, obviously, but now let's talk about your brother, Sean Jr. Is he your only sibling, Keyshawn?
Yeah, I have an older sister, but she
don't. Yeah, okay. Okay, so with that, he's playing at IUP right now. Obviously, he's already had the full experience of playing at the high school level, and he's already had some experience playing at the college level, playing at IUP. And then there's you, who's also trying to find a home in the near future. Just tell me, what's it like having him as a brother, helping you with the game of football? And just simply, what his experience with the recruiting process, what advice does he give you involving that as well?
Advice that he gives me, like, we'll sit down and watch the film, and then he'll show me something that, like, say I'm doing something wrong, he'll say whatever his college coach will say. So I get the taste of what the college coaches will say if I mess up or do something wrong. And he definitely has taken me under his wing since I was a freshman. He always just he pushed me to make me better. Like, every day I practice when I was a freshman anymore, he pushed me every day. Even though that we didn't win a game, he pushed me every day to be like the player I am today. So I definitely thank him. And he's definitely been like one of my biggest like critiques ever, because he does everything he can do to help me be a great player.
That's awesome to hear. So next question for both of you. What's your guys' friendship like? You guys have a lot of friends on your team, though, but I want to know specifically the Lissay-Keyshawn duo. What's that like?
Our friendship, we're never separated. We're never separated. If you see Keyshawn, you always see me. So, like, it's like we get the same homeroom. Our schedules are pretty much the same. It's like, it's crazy. It's just crazy.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's crazy because, like, we was a little league. We played for Oakdale. We was always cool, but when we got to high school, it just got different. Like, when we, sophomore year, we got real close, and then after that, we just been inseparable. Like, on the field, it works perfectly, because if I'm at safety and he's at corner, we don't even got to say nothing. We just in and out, and we just go on, ball out. It's my dog.
The chemistry is there for sure.
The chemistry is definitely
there. That's great to hear. I'm not gonna lie to both of you. I had no idea that you guys did a lot of things together. I was like, give me a good Bishop Canavan player. Give me a good Bishop Canavan player making an impact. Put them together. Obviously, they're gonna be friends though. But like, this is perfect, man. I got lucky making sure I paired both of you. Thank God. Thank you, God. Actually, as they probably teach you a lot there at the school. So my next question for both of you, if you guys are ball players in my eyes, and with Bishop Canavan being a private school, the school district that you live in is probably thinking to themselves, what the hell? Like, this kid lives in my district and he decides to go to Bishop Canavan. Like, that pisses me off. Like, what? So just tell me, what school district do both of you guys live in? Because I'm just going to say this right now. Whatever school district you live in, they're definitely thinking to themselves, well, you could have had a champion player, but no. It's your choice, though, but I'm just really curious to know.
I live in the Cannonsburg area, so I'd be going to Kennebec.
I'd be going to Brashear on the west end. I live on the west end of Pennsylvania, so I'd be going to Brashear.
Interesting, okay. Kennebec and Brashear. Wait, let's say, isn't though, what's your other teammate? Doesn't Xavier go to Cannon? No, Cannon. Does he also live in the Cannon Max School District?
He's my neighbor. He's my neighbor.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you, right? I'm not going to lie to both of you right now. You look at Cannon Mac right now. Obviously, the way they play in 6A, they're not great. I mean, like, they make the playoffs, though, but, like, they're not great. No disrespect to anyone there. I mean, I'm not a scout though. I just look at these numbers and look at history though. But you think about if you're Cannon Mac and you see, obviously, and you see Lissay and Xavier living like right next to each other, traveling like what, half an hour up north. It's just like, damn. Mm-hmm. Are you the only two that live in that district, or is there other ball players from your school?
Well, there's a couple that live in Washington right down the road. Uh-huh. There's only one that lives in Washington, so it's only us three.
Oh, who's that? Let's say.
You said what?
Oh, who lives in Washington on your team?
His name's Zeke Swift. He's a sophomore.
Man, you Washington County kids, you're just like, nah, I can't play at this. And Keyshawn, you were like, no city for me. Like, let's play in the Whippeel for real. So, my last question for both of you before I let you guys go and continue your run to a state title, though. What would a state championship mean to both of you? I want to hear you both answer what it would mean to you, and then what do you think it would mean to your whole team and Bishop Canavan School District?
To me personally, that is just a big accomplishment that I feel like I'll never forget ever. Just the feeling of playing at Hershey. Like, Heinz Field has always been a dream, and Coach Rich brought this to my eyes. Everybody wants to win a Whippeel. Everybody thinks the Whippeel is just like, after you win a Whippeel, it's over. But he had us look at the bigger picture, which is a state title, to where our rings could say either Whippeel champion or Whippeel and state champion. So to me, I feel like that's a great accomplishment. And to bring state championship back to Canavan, they never had one before. I mean, they've made it there. They had a state run, but never actually won the championship. So we'll definitely make history.
What it would mean to me, like, I was, like, younger, and to be able to go to Hershey when Paris Ford played for Still Valley was definitely an experience I'll never forget. So for me to be able to get to play on that same field that he played on will definitely mean a lot. And for us to bring this championship back to Bishop, they never really had one. And I'm just trying to get them their first state championship. And it'll definitely be a big accomplishment for the school district and the whole Bishop Canavan community.
Yeah, you guys have already made history. You guys have already started writing the chapter for this year, but it's not over yet, and I'm excited to see what you guys are able to do. But another quick question for both of you. Anyone in your family state champions in any sport at all?
No.
I don't think so.
No, My uncles and my dad played for Wise High. I think they might have a couple WPIAL championships, but never any state.
I think my dad has like a city title, but I don't know if he ever won a state.
Well, obviously, honestly, if one of your family members were state champions, you guys obviously would have known right off the top of your head. But what I do know is that if you guys don't think so, then man, you could be. Let's say, and Keyshawn, you could just be sitting at the Thanksgiving table next year, just thinking, just looking at your whole family, just thinking, ah, look at all my family members. Yeah, I'm a state champion. Yeah, that's cool.
When I get my ring, I swear I'm never taking it off. When I get my ring, I'm going to be at all the family events of mine.
Let's say you'll be creating the family events, too. You have a family reunion every day. Come on now.
Right. Everybody, let me see that. Let me see a ring. Let me see a ring.
Yeah, but seriously, guys, I cannot wait to see what you guys are able to do for these upcoming games. I wish you guys both the best. I will be there personally on Friday as part of one of the members of Cover 3, as we go to at least two or three games a week, and I will specifically be at North Hills on Friday, and I cannot wait to see you guys ball, and hopefully I might be able to get some good film of you guys on Friday.
Thank you.
Yeah, so for Lissay and Keyshawn, any last words any of you want to say?
Bishop Canavan State Champs 2021.
Bishop Canavan State Champs. We're trying to hurt you.
That's how we're going to end it. That's how we're going to end this episode tonight. Anyway, Lissay and Keyshawn, thank you for taking time out of your busy week to just simply sit down and talk about your progression as football players and what you guys have done for this Bishop Canavan football program. It's a great story, and I want to see it continued, though. So once again, thank you for coming on to this episode, and I hope you all have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, man.
You guys take care. Good luck. See you on Friday, guys.
You too.
See ya.
Thank you. So that, ladies and gentlemen, it was Keyshawn McCaskill and Lissay Lax from Bishop Canavan, both football players, looking for a state championship. And the road continues on Friday when they travel to Martorelli Stadium to take on Red Bank Valley in the PIAA Class 1A state semifinals. That is all the time I have tonight. Really busy day. And it's going to continue as I got some more work to do after this episode. So for everyone here, for myself, I'm Brent Taro. Thank you for listening to another episode of Cover 3 Athletics Podcast. I hope all of you listening have a great rest of your day, and take care.